Good morning, everyone. Craig asked me to share this morning as a way of even giving a report of what CCP has done. And in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 10, the word of God says, "And you shall eat and be full. And you shall bless the Lord, your God, for the good land he has given you. When you have eaten and the belly is full, you should bless the Lord for the good land he has given you." I think in CCP, that is what is on our hearts. The Lord has really blessed us. He has given us something important. And we can attest to it and want to bless him and say, "Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done." There's a hymn writer by the name of John Milton, and he wrote a hymn. He says, "Let us with a gladsome mind praise the Lord, for he is kind, for his mercies endure, ever faithful, ever sure. God never fails, he's faithful. He provides, even when we are unfaithful, he is." And finally, David puts it in Psalm 116. That's what I'm sharing with you this morning of the goodness of God to CCP. David in Psalm 116, verse 12 says, "What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people." Amen. You know, as we were worshiping and I was reflecting on what God has done for CCP, at one point I almost got into tears because the Lord has been so good to CCP as a project of this church. It has not been easy setting up this project because we are working in an area that is so demonic. Area that has seen many people die. Area that has seen many families devastated. An area that has seen many people without hope. And the Lord called us to bring hope into the discussion. When we started this work in around 1999, our idea is people are dying shamelessly in the communities. There was stigma and everything. So we just came in to say, let's help people die with dignity. But immediately we started, God said, "No, you are in to help people live and declare what the Lord has done." And that's exactly what we have been doing over the years. And the devil has not been happy. I want to thank God for Craig and other leaders in the church, because as one who has led this work, there were times that I was physically under demonic attacks. Spiritually and many areas. If it wasn't for the Lord, I'm sure by now I would have been in prison, because there have been times when I was accused of things that I didn't even know about. But the Lord was so good. And to me, it says, if the Lord calls you to do something, he will help you through. Last year around this time, the whole team of CCP, we didn't know where we were going. We didn't know what was happening, because our funding had come to an end. And we weren't sure whether we were going to get funding or not. We had done applications and all that. But the Lord has been good to us, that today we've been given funding for the next 5 years. And come the end of September is the first year of the new funding that we've been working with the Lord. And we've been working with United States government, USAID. And this funding also came with a price, with some kind of direction. Last year, when we finished our project, we are working with orphans and vulnerable children. And so they count the number of orphans and vulnerable children that we have been able to change their lives in one way or another, that we can have proof for. There are some that we don't have proof for, so we cannot count them. And so they are saying, all the orphans and vulnerable children that you are working with, last year, it was supposed to be 3,900. Now, when we started this work about six, seven years ago, the first year, we were only supposed to work with 1,600. And we managed to work and serve 2,020 people. And so the government of the U.S. was very happy with the work we did. And so they said, next year, you need to work with 4,500. And we worked and acceded and offered service to 4,907 people. That was about 9% extra of the work we did. In year three, we were given 4,400. They reduced it a little bit. We went ahead and offered service to 4,827. This small organization that you see, it's more than big organizations were doing. In year four, we're given 4,400 again, and we offered services to 5,180. That was about 18. And last year, when they said we should do 3,900, we managed to work with 5,636. That was 45% increase over and above what we did. The Word of God says, whatever you do, do it with all your might. For in the grave where you are going, there's neither knowledge nor wisdom nor planning. It's only here that we can do. And that's what we want to do to honor God. So in whatever we are doing, we do it well. And I want to thank God for the team that we've been working with. I will mention that later. And so with all this work done, the U.S. government said, okay, we're going to give you money. But now we are setting 7,400 for you to do. Sure. 7,400. I must confess, it was shocking. But that's what we have to do. Because they know that we've done it before, and so we should be able to do it. And I want to thank God that today, as we all sit here, the end of the month hasn't come. We have exceeded the 7,400 and have offered services already to 7,684 orphans and vulnerable children. That we can prove. And as I'm speaking, our data people tell me they still have data that they need to put on the system. And so I'm hoping that we will reach about 7,800 by the end of the month. And this is what the Lord has done. And we want to thank God for all this. It's amazing. When we had our AGM on Thursday, I mean, for me, it was normal. We did it because we've done it 2 years ago. We did it last year, and we did it this time. And so it was nice. But then in the evening, one of the pastors who was there phoned me and said, Baba Benson, was it an AGM or was it a revival? I said, what do you mean? Then he repeated the same question. And then the penny dropped. And I realized that God has done something wonderful and we're just losing sight of it. Because when we were there, we had invited someone, a top official in the Department of Education, to come, because we've been working with them, to come and be the main speaker, the guest speaker for us. And a week before, this person came to my office, and she told me before coming, she received a message that there was an accident in the family. And that's why she delayed. And I felt in my spirit that you need to pray for her. So with the team, Rob, and others, as we were sitting there, I said, please, can we pray for you? He said, yes. And we prayed for her. And I know the Lord touched her heart. And so in the midst of delivering her speech, she just said, Benson, I'm going to say something I haven't told you, I haven't told anyone in public before. And she said, I'm HIV positive. And the place was quiet. And I felt God did something. So this pastor said, it's only God that will make someone you invite for the first time tell the whole world, because of the work you are doing, it has touched my heart. And I feel I'm in an atmosphere where I can tell others what is going on in my life. And so, after the pastor spoke to me, I immediately wrote an SMS to this speaker and said, thank you for being vulnerable. And she said, she wrote back immediately and said, I thank CCP and the work you are doing for giving me a platform that whatever was burning in my heart can now come out. And I'm going to be an advocate. That's one thing the Lord has done. As we were there, there was a grade 12 learner who came with a teacher. And the teacher said, well, I was supposed to speak on behalf of my school, but I will let the learners speak. And this lady said, I've been with CCP and their training since I was in grade 8. And I see one thing about CCP, that whatever they are doing, there's God in it. I myself, I'm a victim of teenage pregnancy. But because of what CCP has done, I have hope. And I want you to know, in fact, in a way, if you, Nigel was telling me that the way it was coming, it was like, if you're not careful, you may think she's proud. But what she's saying is, because of the hope that I have in Christ, I will be able to finish my exam. And he says, I bet you, next year when the newspaper comes, check for my name. It will be there. This comes from the Lord. And so I was thinking about that. There was an HIV positive mother who also said, there was a time I was almost dying of HIV. Rob and the rest of the team from CCP came to me. Today, look at me. And she's bubbling with her baby. She couldn't stop laughing. And I realized that what should have been crying was now joy. And it's because of the work that through your prayer and your help, we are doing. Over the years, I want to thank God for dedicated men and women who have contributed to the work we've done in CCP. Beatrice, I salute you because you've done so wonderful. And I thank God that you are still linking us to the university. Debbie. I also want to thank Debbie, also Nyingitin, and the family. I mean, look, there are people who are working in CCP. It's not just me working there. It's our families. Our families have been part of it. And I want to thank God. Georgia May, last year or this year, did the mid-mile. And raised 22,500 rands, just one person, for the project. My school principal used to tell me, Benson, shine in the corner where you are. And that word will never get out of my head. Wherever you are, just shine around you. And especially if you have Jesus, you can shine better. And people will see that light. I will want to challenge you that there's something small you can do. And we have felt in CCP that this work cannot be done alone. And so we seek partnership. It was difficult, even with the government. Today, we have sought partnerships. We are working with the Department of Education. We have an MOU in the district with the department. We're working with the Department of Health. We have an MOU at the provincial level, whereby we can go into anywhere in the province and no one will question what we are doing. This is something that doesn't come just like that. The department in this city, we were the first organization. In fact, when I proposed that we do this MOU with the department, they couldn't understand us because we were doing HCT, testing people in their own homes, and the department itself was not doing it. And so the guy who was leading said, I don't know what to write because we're not sure whether what you're doing is right or not. Today, they've seen the need. We have been a pioneer. They've seen the need. If they say if Muhammad cannot go to the mountain must come to Muhammad. Today, they have seen the need to to work with us even in this. We're working with social development. They have what they call SLN, that is service level agreement, which means they are contributing, the Department of Social Development is contributing, giving us money to do the work we are doing on their behalf. This is from the Lord. Department of Agriculture is helping us train families so that they can do their own gardens and look after chickens. And also Department of Safety, through child protection issues, we work with them and we work with Home Affairs. So there is collaboration that we have with many government departments. We also work with businesses, and we want to thank God for that. We're working with Woolworths. Every week, they give us food that we can take to the community, to the families, orphans and vulnerable children we are working with. In fact, sometimes they even give us for the staff members and support workers that we do work with. We have also a link with NAMPAC. They provide us with diapers. And we also have Sunshine Seedling in town that gives us seedlings for the communities. In fact, just this year alone that we are ending, they've provided over 1.7 million worth of goods for us to serve the people. We, at the moment, working with 25 schools in this district that lives have been changed. And principals talk about it. There are places where, in fact, the lady we invited from the Department of Education mentioned schools where pregnancy rate was very high, and since we went in, it has come down. And this is the work that the Lord is doing. We're working with churches. At the moment, we're working with about 30 churches in the city. Some of them have sent their people to come and work with us. Pastors come week by week to preach. And every month, we have a prayer meeting at ESSA in Pine Street. Please, make a date with us. You have been gifted. Your hand may touch someone and there will be healing. In my Christian life, one thing I will never forget is we had an open-air crusade. And there was a young girl who gave her life to the Lord and said, I'm going to help in this way. And as we were doing it, she came forth and said, if there's anyone here who is sick, come, we'll pray for you. This is a young girl, grade 9. We used to call it form 2, grade, second year in high school. This girl stood, and they were bringing someone with an eye problem who couldn't see. And oh, everyone was moving, because now we thought headaches is the person he's going to pray for. Someone being led. And this lady, with the power of God, touched this woman on the floor, and her eyes were open. You know, some of these things, it's only when you move, when you go forward, that God will use you. If you sit on the gift you have nothing to show off. You need to begin to move, and the power of God will be at work. So we're working with churches. You can join us in prayer every Friday, first Friday of the month. We pray. You can join us. You can even join the church prayer meeting here on Sundays or even on Wednesdays. We collaborate as well with other NGOs. And when we set up CCP, we also set up NAT, New Frontier Aid Trust. What New Frontier Aid Trust does is it manages the work that we are doing in CCP and goes out to find places where we need to train people and bring them back to be trained, or we take a team to other places. So far, we've been to Kenya, we've been to Nigeria, we've been to Zimbabwe, Zambia, and more often, we go to Mozambique. And this is what God is doing with us, and we are so grateful to God. We've also linked with the university. Beatrice is here, but we've got the School of Psychology. Every week, they send people to come and help. You know, the work we are doing sometimes, you need to de-stress, you need to debrief. They help us do that. We also have clinical nutrition, where we assess families to be able to know their level of nutrition and contribute to that. And so we are so grateful to God that we can work with families. Many families who didn't know Christ, today they have come to know Christ. Because as you go in and you work with them, they open their hearts and we share the gospel with them. We do parenting. You see, in those days, grandmothers were looking after children, sick children who were dying. Today, because of ARVs, the children are not dead. They are active. And most of these grandmothers don't know. They finished their parenting years ago. But today they are taking care of children. So we need to help them to be able to parent these children. And those are some of the things that we have been doing. And so, we realize that we need to have more partners, especially in the areas of spreading the gospel. We get money from the U.S. government. You cannot use it to evangelize to anyone. We get money from the Department of Social Development. You cannot use it to evangelize or to even pray or do things like that. But God has opened more avenues for us. And we believe that we need to partner with more churches. And so, being busy with this work since it started, and where the Lord has brought us, we felt now it's about time we go on sabbatical so that we can go and rest like Mary has come. Now, I felt as we go and rest, we cannot rest forever in a room, but we need to go out. And as we go out there, we need to talk with churches out there. And I thank God for the trustees of CCP who say that, look, we can support you to do that. So that as we go, we will be able to have an opportunity, even if it's 20 minutes opportunity, to tell what we are doing here in South Africa and in Pietermaritzburg through Grace Generation, so that they too can contribute. And so that's the main thing that we will be doing. And we want you to pray with us as we embark on this journey out to show forth what God is doing. And before we enter into a time of prayer, I just also want to say thank you once again to our God for what he has done. The Lord has been so good to us. When you hear of organizations closing because they don't have money, there are organizations that have existed long before CCP came, and they are doing great work out there. But it's by God's grace that we are still in the business of looking after orphans and vulnerable children. So we want to thank God once again. I want to thank Rob and my team of management for the way they sacrifice. CCP, we sacrifice a lot. Sometimes, you know, because we are working with children, it's when they are on holiday that we can work with. So sometimes on a public holiday, we go out to work. Sometimes on Saturdays, we go out to work because that's when we will find the children. Otherwise, these numbers I'm talking about, we will not be able to reach. And so I want to thank the management team, the staff, and the support personnel, especially those who are in this church. In our church, in terms of management, we have Rob, Lily, and Sips, who are part of the management team. And I want to thank you and salute you for the great work you've done. Your examples always speak to other people. In terms of staff members, I want to thank also Ethel and Victor for their contribution they are making, even in the work. And Helen as a support personnel who is supporting the work in many ways as well. So we are so grateful to you for helping us. I want to thank God for Craig and the eldership team. Always your prayer works, because there have been times we write things and we bring it to the eldership and we pray over it. And I believe God has heard our prayer. And I want to thank the trustees, all of you, for devoting your time. You are not paid for what you do. But your advice, your prayer, and all that you do has made things work for us. And so I would say, let's continue to pray for, this is our project. Let's continue to pray that through this ministry, one day someone will stand in parliament and say, look, I come from KwaZulu-Natal, a place called Pietermaritzburg. I was an orphan. I didn't know what to do. But there is a small church called Grace Generation with a tiny project called Community Care Project. Through their effort, today I'm standing here as an MP for this nation, and the Lord's name will be glorified. Thank you very much.